All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page 50. We left off on page 50, right by the bolded lines in the middle. So remember, again, the Rav Kashtiel is quoting the beautiful, beautiful idea by the Ramchal. Yeah, your things need to be replaced. Is that
no? They changed chairs.
Pads. I know that's what I heard. All right. So says Ramchal. Remember the beautiful, beautiful phrase quoting the pasuk. Al kin yomru hamoshlim ba'u chashbon. Therefore, the moshlim, who the Ramchal understands as those who try to control or try to rule over their yetzer hara, those who try not to succumb to the pitfalls of life. There's only one way to do that. Ba'u chashbon. Ba'u v'nachshov chashbono shel olam. Let's go ahead and let's evaluate, let's introspect, and let's measure how it is that we live. That's the only way ultimately to be successful. Because right, Ramchal, kimishu adayin chavush b'ma'asar yitzro, because someone who is still literally incarcerated in the jail of his yetzer, his eyes are unable to see this truth. Literally, we'll say again, remember, and the jail to which we often refer, to which Rav Kashtiel is referring, is the jail of Ein Li Zman, right? The jail of Ein Li Zman, I have no time, is the jail that prevents any kind of significant introspection, any type of ability to really look inward and to be able to advance one's own life agenda. The Yitzhara does not give the neshama, which is your eyes, the ability to self-actualize, to express itself. Hayetzer lo nosi l'neshama shalach l'mamesh es tafkida. The Yetzer Hara does not give the neshama the ability to actualize its mandate, its potential, its destiny. Hayetzer misame es einecha. The Yetzer ultimately goes there and blinds the eyes. Vohine hu keholich b'choshech. And again, the Yetzer Hara makes it as if I'm walking in the dark. I'm literally walking in darkness. Remember again, we've spoken about this many times already, but this perhaps is one of the Ramchal's central themes, at least in the beginning of the Sefer, which is the Yetzer Hara doesn't... We often have this conception that the Yetzer Hara gets us to make mistakes by, you know, fanning the flames of desire or passion. I want this, I want that. Remember, according to the Ramchal, the Yetzer Hara works in a much more nuanced fashion. The Yetzer Hara knows that if it could prevent me from thinking, just if it could convince me of Ein Li Zman, if it could convince me of that approach to life, I'm done. It's not about getting me to sin. You know, getting me to sin is a one-off victory for the Yetzer Hara. Okay, so I sin. Everybody sins. Everybody falls prey to the Yetzer Hara at some point in time. We try not to be repeat offenders. We try to make it better. But that's the nature of the human condition. But if Ramchal says, Ramchal, if the Yetzer is able to convince me to go ahead and that Ein Li Zman, I have no time for anything, then if there's no time, then mamish again, you don't see anything, then I'm blind. I'm like a blind man walking through life. And now I'm like a blind man walking through a dark world. Because remember, you saw the Ramchal, at least if I'm blind, but the world is light, others can help me. If I'm blind and it's dark, mamish, I'm all by myself. So he goes on, he says, lo nasata l'neshama shalcha lahavchin. If I'm blind and I say Ein Li Zman, I don't give the neshama the ability to distinguish. Ata poshet zoreim. I'm just simply going with the flow, of life. Vim ata lo mispateach al tispali she'incha miskadi. And if I am not, mispateach literally means like self-actualizing. If I am not self-actualizing, then it should not come as a surprise if I'm not advancing in life. He goes on, he says, ubali hiskadmus in das. Without any type of moving forward in life, there's no das. Morning, Ali. No das. In chaim ki das zechaim. And there is no life. Because ultimately, again, das, knowledge, understanding, that is life. Kima amar ha-Navi Hoshea. As the Navi Hoshea said, Ata ha-da'as ma'asta ve'emascha mi'chahin li. The pasuk says, "You literally, you Klal Yisrael, you have made das repulsive, and I have become repulsed from mechayin li, from ultimately having you designated as me to me." The Gambi Yeshayo parak aleph yada shar kolneu v'chamar avos ba'alov ami Yisrael lo yada. Literally, the Navi says when rebuking Klal Yisrael, even an ox knows who owns it, and the chamor, a donkey, knows the trough of its owner. Ami Yisrael lo yada. Remember again what Rav Kashto is trying to highlight over here is that when the prophets rebuke Klal Yisrael, ultimately again they're rebuking them for a lack of das, for a lack of das. You don't understand. And remember again, I'm about to say, if we have to bring this is all one big circle. Da'as is the ability to introspect. Da'as is the ability lahavdil, to make havdala. Da'as is the cornerstone to avoiding the pitfall of ein lizman. If I don't have the time to introspect, if I don't have the time to contemplate, if I don't have the time to look inward, then ultimately, again, everything falls apart. He goes on, he says, zehatluna harishona, v'ha'ikaris shal Yishayahu. This is the primary complaint that Yishayahu has against Klal Yisrael. Al mahu toin, Yisrael lo yada. What does Yishayahu complain about? He doesn't say Klal Yisrael didn't keep Shabbos, Klal Yisrael didn't eat kosher, Klal Yisrael weren't honest in their business dealings. He might rebuke them about those things as well. But l'maisa, the cornerstone complaint is ani lo yada. How can you not have das? How can you not even strive to contemplate and understand? Choser das zuabaya mispar achas. I will say this is an important line, says Rav Kashtiel. A lack of das, problem number one. Rav Kashtiel makes sense. If there's no das, then what? Then there's no ability to introspect. If there's no ability to introspect, then by definition, there's no ability to engage in Havdalah. If there's no ability to engage in Havdalah, there's no ability to go ahead and distinguish between Tov and Ra, between Tameh and Tahar, then what? Then a person is simply unable to move forward in life. Lack of Das, problem no more. So let's just read one more line and we're going to stop. We're going to stop here for today. Get a little bit of a head start on the Das. Cheshbon ha-nefesh hashar l'modos v'avchanam. Hayecholus shalcha lefateach avchana, leftoach avchana, modaos laatzmucha, zuaschala pesach ledvarim harbe. So we'll say the ability to go ahead and distinguish, the ability to allow myself to understand certain things, this is the entranceway to many other things in life. Simas leiv, hamodaos shenimtsas etzlacha, berosh ze hashar. I will say, being attentive, and with this we'll stop, but we'll use this as the platform for tomorrow. Being attentive in life is one of the most important things. Remember again, Rav Kashtiel explained essentially that there are two different types, there are two different ways to live. A person could live with simas leiv, attentiveness, or a person could live with what he calls zrima or hergel. Zrima or hergel means what? So zrima means to flow. You know, as the expression goes, you know, you go with the flow. Going with the flow means it's like, what's it? It's like the current. And at some point in time, the current picks you up. Now, and it's nice. It's nice actually when the current picks you up. Why? Because you don't have to exert any energy. There's only one problem when the current picks you up, which is it takes you where the current is going. It doesn't necessarily take you where you want to go. So says Rav Kashtiel, these are the two states. These are the choices we have in life. I could go ahead and decide. I could pay attention, I can go ahead and be attentive to the direction of my life, or I could simply go ahead and go with the flow. We'll stop over here. Gretchen will pick up in the middle of page 51 tomorrow.
The first confession you made in the album, is that
correct. There is nothing more important than das. That is correct.